You are listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Melbourne, Merritt Island, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here for today's program is Pastor Paul.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker for this program. I'm Pastor Paul Esposito, coming to you from Island Community Church. Thank God it's Friday. Thank you for joining us here today on this Friday. Praise God. You're tuning in now to WGOD. God is always broadcasting. He's got a word for you today. I'm grateful that you're with me here for 30 minutes. And we're going to hear a lot of words here from God. We are wrapping up. This is program number 67 in the book of Revelation. And this will be the end of our study. I don't even remember when it started because we've been on, a couple days a week with this. For the most part here on WGOD, you hear the Sunday sermons from the pulpit of Island Community Church with my associate pastor, Darren Solana. Many times you'll hear sermons from him. So most of the time from me as a senior pastor here, and we're in the book of Romans. That's what's going on now. That's what's going on this weekend. My sermon this weekend is entitled, Listen to What the Man Says. I used to love that old song by Paul McCartney and Wings. So naturally, biblically, we're in Romans chapter 13, where the Apostle Paul tells us and instructs us on obeying the government. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for no power exists or authority exists except what comes from God. So that's where we're at here. The end of chapter 12 and most of chapter 13 in the book of Romans. Sunday morning at 10:30, you are invited. We'd love to see you for our Sunday service. That'll be live on Facebook as well at 10:30. The video of the sermon will be uploaded on our YouTube channel. That's Island Community Church YouTube channel. The Lord's doing an awesome work at Island Community Church. You are invited to attend one of our services. Wednesdays, I'm in the book of 1 Peter. Wednesday evenings at 6. Sundays, getting close to wrapping up the book of Revelation. We're in chapters 12 and 13 this weekend. Here now on the radio, program number 67. We're in Revelation chapter 21. We were looking at, again, these conditional promises of inheriting the kingdom. He rehashes things. It's just like a reminder. We've already been to the great white throne judgment. That was chapter 20. But now here in chapter 21, he's warning people again that the unrighteous are never going to see the inside of the kingdom of God. So they're not still around. It's just a warning. Everyone's already been judged. Now he's talking about New Jerusalem, which Isaiah wrote about 700 years earlier. Isaiah chapter 66. Peter wrote about it, 2 Peter 3:13, where he wrote, nevertheless, according to his promise, we look for new heavens and a new earth wherein righteousness dwells. So Peter knew it. Isaiah knew it, and now he's warning us again here that we can no longer live like we used to, or perhaps like what we're doing now. Sinners are not going to inherit the kingdom of God, is what he's trying to say. That's why the word but is here in Revelation chapter 21, verse 8. Let's pick it up there. He says, but the cowardly, that's the word dilos, that would be faithless. The cowardly, unbelieving, well, obviously, unbelievers aren't going to make it into the kingdom of heaven. You've got to be a believer. You have to, that's the greatest only attribute you need to get in. Belief. You got to believe God at his word. You got to believe and receive his son. Who believes in him will not perish. That's the greatest verse ever. John 3:16. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him would not perish. Unbelievers will never see the inside of heaven. He says the cowardly won't either. If you're around at this time, you won't make it if that describes you. Or if you serve yourself and not the Lord, I don't see how you'll ever make it into the kingdom of heaven. Because if you serve yourself, then you'll do anything to save your own hide. And if that's you, then Satan has pegged you. He's got you all figured out. He even said to God himself, as we eavesdrop into that conversation in the book of Job, chapter 2, verse 4, Satan says, skin for skin, all that a man has, he will give for his life. He's got you pegged and figured out if you serve yourself. Because the cowardly are going to take the mark of the beast. They're going to do what the government tells them to do at the end of the age in order to buy or sell. So the cowardly, unbelievers, obviously, the abominable, that can't be you anymore. Murderers, that can't be you anymore. Maybe it was you before, but it can't be you anymore. When you turn and repent of your sins, leave that junk behind and go in the other direction. That's what the word church means. Called out ones. You've been called out of this evil world. You're going in the other direction. Whoever is a friend of the world is the enemy of God. We read in James chapter 4, verse 4. Murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, Greek word pharmakia, that's going to be drug users. You can't sit around still be doing these things and get into the kingdom. Idolaters, that's worshiping anything other than God. The Apostle Paul says greed is idolatry. And the icing on the cake here is all liars. Not someone who's told a lie, otherwise no one would be in heaven. All liars. When that describes you, you've missed it. That should describe you perhaps in the past, but once you've turned and have received the Lord Jesus Christ and have been baptized, that no longer describes you anymore. That used to describe you, not anymore. These are a checkup from the neck up to see how you're doing. If you're still struggling with this, hey, let's make it right here today. We all struggle with sin from time to time. Let's make the decision here in 2026. Let's make the decision here to make this right this year. Let's turn from these things and turn to him. He says, all these will have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now, let's move on to verse 9 here today. Then, one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls filled with the seven last plagues came to me and talked with me, saying, come, I will show you the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain. And he showed me the great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. Her light was like the most precious stone, like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. Also, she had a great and high wall with 12 gates and 12 angels at the gates and names written on them, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. 3 gates on the east, 3 gates on the north, 3 gates on the south, and 3 gates on the west. Now the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and on them were the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he who talked with me had a gold reed to measure the city, its gates, and its wall. The city is laid out as a square. Its length is as great as its breadth. And he measured the city with a reed, 12,000 furlongs. Its length, breadth, and height are equal. So this city, your new home, by the way, is a 1,500 mile square city, and the walls, 216 feet thick. So those are the blueprints. This was all measured out for your sakes to show you that all of this is real. He's given you the exact, he's the master builder. He's given you the exact dimensions. He's showing you the blueprints of the city, of your new home. 1,500 miles square, 1,500 miles high, 1,500 miles long and wide. Verse 17. And he measured its wall, 144 cubits, according to the measure of a man, that is, of an angel. The construction of its wall was of jasper, and the city was pure gold, like clear glass. So the purpose of all this is to show us the awesome brilliance and the beauty of your upcoming heavenly home. And now, here's the rest of chapter 21, verse 22. It says, but I saw no temple in it, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. The city had no need of the sun or of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God illuminated it. The Lamb is its light. And the nations of those who are saved shall walk in its light, and the kings of the earth shall bring their glory and honor into it. So it looks like we can get in and out. That's funny. That's what the Lord Jesus Christ said, right? He said, I am the door. He who believes in me will be saved, and it will go in and out, find pasture. Here it looks like we can go in and out into this heavenly city. The nations of those who are saved will walk in its light. The kings of the earth shall bring their glory and honor into it. Its gates shall not be shut at all by day, and there shall be no night there. And they will bring the glory and the honor of the nations into it. But there shall by no means enter in anything that defiles or causes an abomination or a lie, but only those who are written in the Lamb's book of life. Now remember, the Lord Jesus said in Matthew 5:20, he said, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, he said, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. You see, there's only one way you're gaining entry into this city, and that is by somebody else's name. You've got to be a name dropper to get into this city. Like when they knock on the door, they says, what's the code word? Hey, it's Jesus. But you can't be like the son of Sceva who says, I cast demons out by the Jesus that Paul talks about. He's got to be the Lord your God. You name dropper, yeah, but he's got to be your Lord. Have you done that? Have you received the Lord Jesus Christ? The only way of gaining entry into this city is through the name of Jesus Christ. Peter wrote, there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. There's only one way in. The Lord Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. No one comes to the Father except by me. There's only one way to get into this kingdom and to get into the kingdom of God, and that is through and by receiving his son, Jesus Christ. That's the only way in. Again, nor is there salvation in any other. There is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Now, for the last chapter of the last book of God's holy word, this is chapter 1189 in the Bible. And the heading, the river of life. Or in a King James version, the blessed state of the servants of God. Verse 1, and he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of its street and on either side of the river was the tree of life, which bore 12 fruits, each tree yielding its fruit every month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall see him. All right, now check this out. Verse 4. finally, listen to this. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be on their foreheads. Imagine that. There shall be no more night there. They need no lamp nor light of the sun, for the Lord God gives them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. I can't wait for the day. How about you? We shall see his face, just like that song. What a day that shall be. Imagine that. Seeing the face of Almighty God. That's a promise for all of us overcomers out here in the world today. Everyone who have received the Lord Jesus Christ and crossed this finish line in faith. Verse 6, then he said to me, these words are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show his servants the things which must shortly take place or come to pass. Behold, I'm coming quickly. Blessed is he. Here's the last beatitude in the book of Revelation. Blessed is he who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book. Now, I, John, I saw and heard these things. All right, so John, again, he's putting his left hand down on a stack of Bibles. He's raising his right hand, and John is giving testimony. He's swearing on a stack of Bibles that everything that he's told us, everything that he's seen, everything that he's written down is true. Behold, I'm coming quickly. Blessed is he who keeps. That's a military term. That's like a... Blessed is he who guards and watches out over, like a sentinel guarding a prisoner. Now I, John, I saw and heard these things. And when I heard and saw, I fell to worship before the feet of the angel who showed me these things. And he said to me, see that you do not do that! Exclamation point. For I am your fellow servant and of your brethren, the prophets, and of those who keep the words of this book. Worship God. And he said to me, do not seal the words of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He who was unjust, let him be unjust still. He who was filthy, let him be filthy still. He who was righteous, let him be righteous still. He who was holy, let him be holy still. Meaning, don't change now. It's past time for that now. I mean, if that still describes you at this point, he who was holy, let him be holy. He who was unjust, just go on the way that you're going. You know, that's what they used to say to me when I was a teenager. They would say to me, Esposito, you need an asbestos suit where you're going. And I just thank God that he never gave up on me. And he won't give up on you as long as it's still today. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. Paul says, now is the accepted time. Behold, today is the day of salvation. Don't let this happen to you. Don't let this verse describe you. He who was unjust, well, just let him stay unjust at this point. He who was filthy, let him remain filthy. So, at the end of the book of Daniel, after a very similar vision, Daniel is told to seal up the words. Matter of fact, here's that verse. That's Daniel chapter 12, verse 4, where it says, but you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase. So Daniel is told, seal up the book until the time of the end. And you'll know that it's the time of the end when people shall be running to and fro, and you'll know it's the time of the end when knowledge shall increase. Wow. So Daniel's told to seal it up, but John's told don't seal it up. And that was 2,000 years ago. So what gives? Seal and don't seal. Seal, I mean, they're only separated by 500 years. How could one be told to seal it until the time of the end, and the other says don't seal it, and that's 2,000 years ago? What gives? Allow me to give you the answer to that. And that is, once Acts chapter 1, verse 11 took place. And this is how that reads. Acts 1:10. While they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, "Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? The same Jesus who is taken up from you into heaven shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven." So once this event happened, the entire world is now on high alert. So preach it now. Don't seal it. To Daniel's time, it was seal it. To you and me, it's preach it. Jesus is gone. He's coming back at any time. Now's the unseal it and preach it. The end of the ministry of the Son of God brought us to the end of days and the time of the end. That is why Daniel was told to seal it up and John was told, preach it, brother. Get out here and preach it. The Messiah has come and gone. The Messiah is coming back. He's coming back again. And now we wait for his return. The Lord Jesus says, "Watch therefore, for you know neither what hour your Lord is coming, but know this, if the goodman of the house had known in what watch his thief would come, he would have watched, and he would have not suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore, be ye also ready. For at such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh." Now that is our marching order. That verse right there is why Daniel's told to seal it up and John is told not to. Matthew again, 24:44. "Therefore, be ye also ready. For in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh." And that supersedes no matter what anyone believes about any rapture, pre, mid, post, any of that muck right there. This is the only thing that matters. "In such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh." That's why he's told not to seal the book. Verse 13, "I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are those." Here's the last beatitude. "Blessed are those that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates of the city. But outside are dogs, sorcerers, whoremongers, murderers, idolaters, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, Erku, or come. Let him who heareth say, come. Let him who is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely." And there's the Calvinist's nightmare. Here is the open invitation for the entire world, whosoever will. Heaven is an open invitation to all the whosoever wills out here. "Whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. For I testify to every man." All right, here we go again. Left hand down, right hand lifted up. "I testify to every man, woman, and child. Whoever hears the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add to it, God will add to him the plagues written in the book. If any man should take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God will take away his part out of the book of life," or out of the tree of life, "and out of the holy city, and from the things that are written in this book." What a dreadful curse. Verse 20. "He who testifies to these things says, surely I'm coming quickly. Even so," or "amen, even so, come Lord Jesus." In Aramaic, that's Maranatha, the heartfelt appeal of the early church, and should be ours today. That's why some churches, you've seen, they're Maranatha churches. That's this phrase right here, "come Lord Jesus," exclamation point. Now, the last verse of the Bible, Revelation chapter 22, verse 21. "The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen." Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, That's the Book of Revelation, 67 programs worth here on the radio. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. What a great promise or a great prayer, and I need that prayer. I receive that for myself here. I need the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, because he told me, he tells us in the Bible, that his grace, he says, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power, my dunamis, my strength is made perfect through weakness. Thanks for joining us here. We love to see you guys at church here this weekend. Thanks for joining us through the Book of Revelation. These programs, if you want to hear the other 66 programs, go to the On Demand from this radio station here, WMIE, or download the app or go to the website, WMIEFM.com. Click on the link that says On Demand. Click on this program here, WGOD. You'll find all 67 programs up there. We'll be back again soon. Hopefully we'll see you guys Sunday at church. We'll be back again here soon with another program here. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. for Bible study, and Sunday morning service starts at 10:30. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We'll be right back.